G'day everyone, Ian here. I do love driving. It's 4 o'clock on the 3rd of December and where am I? I'm at a rest stop. Decided to stretch my legs, have a pee, get a little bit of fresh air. I'm nearly at Taree. I'll take a photograph of this map so you can see where I am. I've still probably got about another 2 hours to go before I finish driving today, and then I'll be in Bellingen. But I decided to stop this rest stop, and all things considered, considering we're in the middle of nowhere on the major road in Australia, it's pretty damn cool that we can have such good quality facilities. It's very industrial, it's very solid, everything's steel and concrete and galvanized, but it's very, very functional. The toilets I just went to are all stainless steel, and yeah, a few little drop kicks, they come along and do a bit of graffiti and tagging on it, but then the people who run this little camp, the main roads I suppose, come along and clean their tags off. All up, these rest stops are excellent. Really good quality rubbish bins. There's one piece of litter way up there. There's no litter, it's spotless, it's very, very tidy. There's rubbish bins, there's tables, there's shelter, there's water, there's toilets, there's nothing else. Yeah, a bit of information. Playground for the kiddies down the end there, and plenty of parking for people with their caravans and cars and the trucks. There's a parking bay for probably 10 or 15 trucks, semi-trailers further back. I really love that the powers that be put these in place to accommodate us when we're travelling some of these huge distances that we have to drive from time to time. It's great. You can hear the cars fanging past, can't you? Yeah. There's all this information here about the national parks in the area and what you can do in this part of the world. Where am I again? I'm about there. So I've still got to get all the way up to Port Macquarie and then a little bit further. So I've still got a good way to go. Still a couple of hours driving ahead of me, but it's just nice to drop in here. Back in the old days, back when I was married, I used to have a camper van, much like you, Rick. That's Big Rick, all one word. Yeah, I used to also have a camper van. And Gail and I used to often swing into these sorts of spaces, and they weren't anywhere near as good as this back in the day. And we'd flip the roof, pop it up, put a kettle on, make a cup of tea and maybe a sandwich or some crackers and cheese, and just have a break for half an hour before we continue our journey. One of the things we learnt way out on the Newell Highway going south many years ago was we pulled over at night time, climbed in the back, had a sleep, drove off the next day. Got about 50 kilometres up the road when we realised, because out on the Newell Highway, there are some areas where the country is all the same in all directions. And we got about 50k up the road and realised we're going the wrong way. So I set the rule then and there that whenever we stop, we leave the car facing the direction in which we have to go in the morning. Because what we'd done is we'd actually crossed the road, because the parking bay was on the other side of the road to the direction we were travelling. And when we took off, we just drove off in the direction that it was facing. So even if we have to cross the road, we make sure the car is facing maybe the opposite direction to the traffic in that area. But at least we know which direction we have to go in the morning. Learned that lesson the hard way. I think it's one of the best tips I ever get to share with people. But yeah, I really appreciate these stops that we have all around Australia and the quality of the road system. Also, where was I? It was when I was down in Bundanoon a couple of days ago. We were in the national park. I went for a bit of a walk with my friend Mara, and this is like a national park with absolutely no facilities, didn't have any phone connection at all, but there was an electric barbecue sitting there, and free to use, very tidy. Immaculate, actually, more than tiny, immaculate. Free to use for whoever happened to be around, wanted to use it. Tables, water, everything you need. It's wonderful.
It's great.
I love what we have available to us here. Anyway, I know that this content that I'm putting, that I'm producing today as I travel north, and I might produce over the next couple of days, probably won't get to you good folk in a sense of when I record it. It's all going to be post-dated, but hey, we live in a time-shifted world, so the content's going to be a couple of days old when you get it. Oh, well. That's because I don't trust the Audioboo app, do I? No. And I have got to record on road and then put it up. Talk to you later, everybody. Bye-bye for now.